there's not many places, and this is why I love Radio 2, you can go from Avril Lavigne to Bob Mortimer. Welcome to the show, Bob. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Joel? You're looking good, I'll tell you that much.
Thank you so much. You look fantastic too.
Hey, do you ever, in this weather, Joel, you've got such lovely, thick, lustrous hair. Do you ever just want to cut it off in this weather?
You know what? I've actually thought about it recently. Yeah, because it feels hot.
It does feel hot.
I feel like a sort of a shaggy dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's dangerous. I did know a lad who did it. He got one of those Euro cards and thought they'd go bald for it. But it kind of never came back. So there is a risk.
That's the risk. I'm not receding, but I'm starting to get notice that I'm getting burnt in places of my head that have never seen the sun.
I'll get away with you.
Sorry,
Look
Bob.
Look at that thickness. Okay. Wow.
Did you like our biscuits, Bob? We put out a full platter.
I had half a digestive. I do think that the plain digestive is the greatest biscuit, so thank you for that.
That's an absolute pleasure. Yeah, a fist pump from Katie, our producer there, next to you. That was so uncool of you, Katie.
The hobnob. A lot of people vote for the hobnob. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah, it's too much.
It's just got a softness to it that I think the digestive strives for.
Softness. I think you're keeping them in your cupboard too long, John.
That's true, actually. That is very true. How are you, anyway? You all right?
I'm well, yes.
Good.
As well as I can be expected to be. You know, you're old. The main thing is to try and not be grumpy, you know.
But I love you so much, Bob. I'm saying this to your face as a stranger. And this is what you've created a problem in your life in a strange way, because you are so wonderfully funny on everything you've done. I've always been a massive fan of yours. And now you say, oh, I'm getting old, life's quite hard. I laughed at that. Because you're a funny guy.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. That's not to your credit. You get old and you start thinking, oh, I better make the world around me miserable. Then I won't mind leaving so much. That's what you got to fight against.
Yeah. Well, I think right now you are having, can I call it not a renaissance, like a Bobnaissance.
Okay.
You are appealing to generations that have never known of Bob Mortimer before, with Last One Laughing. You're coming back doing that again. Would I Lie to You has become really massive. Even with your books, I think, as well, as appealing to different generations. It's so brilliant to see everyone loving you as much as I've always loved you.
Can you stop this, Joel?
Oh, God, please, I'm good at them. Do you feel like I'm invincible?
It's gobsmacking that I'm still pertinent, you know, after all these years. I'm very grateful for it. Yeah, writing the books has been a joy.
Yeah.
And I've got this new paper back out, The Long Shoe.
The Long Shoe, it's here.
Because that's so relaxing, you know. I don't so much like gardening. My wife does all the gardening, but I like looking at the results.
Yeah.
So just sitting there and writing.
And so, like, obviously you've become more busy in your career, and I love that you still have the time and the love to be able to write these novels. Tell us a little bit about The Long Shoe, about what's, about the story of it.
Well, I kind of think of it as an adventure sort of thriller. It's always me in the books. It's first person. I think he's called Nick, but it's me. And so I was just sort of thinking to myself, what would it be like if my wife suddenly disappeared, with an explanation that doesn't seem watertight. What would I do? Leave her be? Chase after? But after she leaves, some strange people start coming into my life. I begin to start thinking, they've got something to do with this. Mm. I might be going mad, but I think they've got something to do with this. And I suppose the book is about asking the same questions he's asking. Are these good guys, bad guys? What are they up to? Where is she?
Yeah.
I hope it's funny, but I hate, you know, action films. I like them to take themselves seriously. I hate jokes in, you know, thrillers.
I know what you mean.
I hate them.
Yeah.
So I hope it's funny, but it's not funny with jokes and stuff. I've just tried to make some characters that it's lovely to spend time with.
Well, he's a cat man as well, the protagonist in this book. Is it Goodmanson? Is that the name of
Goodmanson,
the cat?
That's my cat.
Yeah.
Yes. It was an easy relationship to write about, you know. Goodmanson helps him through his life post the distress of losing his wife. Gives him some good advice. But I did on Twitter a character called the Train Guy.
Yes.
And that sort of character sort of inhabit this book. You know, they're sort of interesting and not quite stereotypes, but you think maybe you've met them.
I know what you mean.
And no one said to me yet that they've guessed who's responsible or what's going on. But so I can't give too much away. But I think the baddie's a cracker.
Oh, it's what I've read so far is absolutely brilliant. I'm genuinely enjoying it and feeling your voice come through the book, which is so important.
I think so. That's why I say it's me. I think there's no reason for someone like me to be writing books, really.
Mm.
You know, there's plenty of more talented writers, I would think. But there is something about if I make sure it's me, because people know me.
Yeah.
And it's a way into the
book.
Gives
you a starting point, I think.
Yeah.
You've always been, even though you named it what your real cat is named, you've always been incredible at naming cats. I always remember this thing you used to do on Facebook where you used to sell cat names for £8.
Yeah.
It was every single one somehow managed to be so funny. And I've this week, like you, Bob, I've got two sons now. I've just got a 3-week-old.
Oh,
and yeah, well, I'm in the trenches. I'm there.
Wow.
And we officially named him this week. We went to the place that you name them, whatever it's called, a council place. And Dutch is his name. It's a bit of a strange one. It gets an interesting reaction from certainly our parents. And
what was the alternative? Barry?
Yeah, it was.
So was Dave. Second Dave. Dean.
There's not enough Deans these days. I was thinking, what would you, if you were to name, because you're so good at naming cats, if it's too late now for my son, but if you were to name a newborn now, what would you go for? Give me some suggestions.
Friendly Toffee Guy. That would be nice. I was so wondered, I have a... My younger son's called Tom, and we so desperately wanted to call him Tom Fun.
Oh, that's great.
But it gets a bit serious when you're at the actual...
Yeah.
It's not a joke anymore. They've got to live with this. So, but I think a young man could cope with Friendly Toffee Guy.
I think
kind of approachable name.
Friendly Toffee Guy Cooper Donner. That works absolutely perfectly. It's I'm on the latest series of Taskmaster. I was a massive fan of your series. I thought it was a great series.
You enjoying doing it?
I loved it so much.
It's great fun, isn't it?
Isn't it such a straight... They're so rare, these shows. Last One Laughing is probably another one, but like, they just fully allow you to be yourself and you're sort of rewarded for that.
Mm.
And do you look back on it really fondly?
Really fondly, especially the task days.
Yes.
Aren't they great? It's like, because it's just you. The crew that do it are absolutely lovely, aren't they?
They're brilliant.
And it's just like, it's the best game ever. You know, you're a bit older, but you just get to be... You know, how much would you like that? As a 10-year-old, I remember they just said, make Marmite.
And there's literally what people don't even sort of comprehend that you're surrounded by 10 adults who just then watch you make Marmite. Yeah. Like that happened. They give you the time. We had one where it was just like, find a worm. That was it.
Did you? Oh, can you not give it away?
I can give it away. It was episode 2, I think. And it's, I was lucky. I think it was one of my best ones because I love sweets like you, Bob. I love sugar, right?
Yeah.
And I remember the first thing when I first went to this Taskmaster house, I walked in, went into the kitchen, and I immediately my eyes darted towards this jar of sugary worms that were like these beautiful sweets. My little 12-year-old eyes were just like, I'm going to have some of those. And so I went straight in. And then just so happened that day, I had a task that opened it. Find a worm. I was like, I know exactly what I'm doing here. I'm going to go get a sugary worm. And then you had, you know, Amy Gledhill and Armando Iannucci in the garden digging worms. I'm trying to find them. It's just brilliant to see the way it goes and the creativity involved with it is so amazing.
Yeah, wonderful show. Yeah, so enjoyed it. Would I lie to you? You know, it's often the people, Joel.
Yes,
the people involved in Would I Lie to You, Taskmaster. They're great.
I think it's. Again, with Would I Lie to You, it's the people that you can feel like you all get on really well. I assume you do, right? Like you, David and Lee, just work so beautifully together. It's wonderful to watch.
Yeah, it's a nice panel show, Would I Lie to You. You go on some panel shows and it's a bit competitive. I want to make my mark. On Would I Lie to You, just because of the nature of it, that you have no idea what's coming up.
Mm.
Everyone's kind of on side with you. You know,
it's
a nice atmosphere.
It's my wife loves What I Lie to You so much. It's like her comfort blanket. She watches it on YouTube before she goes to bed. And it sort of sends her into this lovely, cozy place that she can go to sleep. Yeah. So much so, when our first son was born, he's 2.5 now, when she started having contractions at the birth, she put Would I Lie to You on the way to the hospital. And the episodes with Ewan are obviously her favourite.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, whilst my wife was about to give birth, she was concentrating on you, not me.
I just, when I was on my way here, just a slightly similar story. A bloke came out of the blood transfusion office down the road, came straight to me and said, I've just given blood whilst watching you on Would I Lie to You. I had no idea what to say to that, but he shook my hand and moved on.
People love to go into quite heavy medical procedures whilst looking at your face. That's what I like.
Have you found out why it's called the long shoe yet?
No.
No.
Well, you know what? We can talk about that.
Oh, sorry.
After this next song, just because I think we should play a song. We're going to go with Pulp. You've picked that as your first song today.
Oh, right. Yeah. Baby's Pulp. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely tune. Any reason?
Couple of reasons. Love of Pulp, Jarvis. I used to live in the same block as the song is about.
Oh, really?
Where it's set. And I've used it an awful lot in a lot of my shows.
Oh,
it's just one of those songs I've never tired of, you know.
That's great. Well, hopefully you won't get tired of it now. This is Babies by Pulp. Pulp will be more after this. Pulp with Babies. We were just chatting about babies, weren't we, whilst that lovely song was on.
Yeah, Little Dutch.
Little Dutch. And Bob's got two boys, I've got two boys. So I just want to know what's going on and what's going to happen in the future.
It's nothing but joy, I promise.
I promise. Joy is on the way.
So I was asking you about the shoe, and I've only interrupted you, Joe, because I think it's important people realise that it's not so long. It's about 600 millimeters, the size of a washing machine or a fridge.
Yeah,
that's the length of the shoe you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's. I think that's good. I think that's important.
It's very important.
I think this is an interesting fact that I feel like this is the kind of a Bob Mortimer fact that you will really appreciate, right? Shoes, right? People, you know, the size of shoes. People think that maybe it's like in inches or centimeters or something like that. Do you know? When I'm size 7. Let's not go into that. remarkably short. It's hard to stay stood up on a windy day. It's actually measured in barleycorns.
So that's 8 barleycorns.
Yeah. 8 barleycorns.
Wow.
It's a very old measurement.
Thank you for that.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Mine are, I sort of hover between 7 and 8, but mine are very round, like plates. So I'm very stable.
Bob, we've had some lovely texts in. It says, I read The Long Shoe last week and absolutely loved it. Hilarious, touching, and very, very Bob Mortimer. That's Heather from Bristol. Love Bob so much. We have a robot lawnmower and we've called it Bob Mortimer.
Very good.
It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable as it's all over the place and keeps falling over. From Tom and Alex in Burnley. Hey, Joel, love Bob so much. I really enjoyed the Satsuma Complex and love watching him on Would I Lie to You. He's brilliant at telling stories. That's from Jenny in Southampton. Hi, Joel. Great. Got loads of these, by the way. Great. You got Bob Mortimer on the show. Love to catch his Gone Fishing program with Paul. Just great that they have chat about everything in life, including health issues, but also they can have you in hysterics of laughter too. Kind regards, Steve in Walsall. That's what that show is about. It's just so brilliant. It really is such a wonderful, warm show. I've had another one about it as well. Say, hi, Bob. Shaw and I were so upset to hear about Ted the dog.
Yeah, that was sad.
Sending hugs to the team. Such a great series. We haven't missed an episode. Thanks for making our evenings with this series. RIP, Ted. Lots of love, Emma and Sean. Chambry in French. Chambry. Chambry. I was so upset to hear
about that. Is that jam? No, that's jambon.
Jambon. She lives in Chambry in France. I was so sad to hear about her.
Yeah, he's got one more appearance, which is nice. We did have a show in the bag before he passed away, and that will start the next series. Mm. So you have another chance to enjoy Ted. But I was very sad.
Very sad.
He did well though. He's an old guy.
Yeah,
old guy.
It's great to, like, you know, when pets like really like give it a good go. And do you know what I mean?
He gave it his best. He really did.
He gave it his absolute best. Well, Bob, you're staying with me for a little bit more, but before that, to name my robot Hoover. I will send him £8 via postal order. Thank you, Craig in Crystal Palace.
Well, I'm going to use Reginald Cottages.
Yes, because Katie, our producer, said that she found a Bob Mortimer name on a street. It's a street name, is that what it was?
It was on a street in Leon C.
There you go.
Reginald Cottages.
Reginald Cottages will be cleaning your floors, Craig. Congratulations. Now, Bob, we've touched briefly on the fact that I think you've had a Bob naissance.
Right.
Which you're welcome to take that.
Okay.
And use that in your life. You are very much loved by people, now more than ever. You're a powerful individual.
I am physically powerful, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I am. I've got a very bad left shoulder, so I've started doing weights recently, just on my right arm, trying to build up, you know, like a very powerful right arm.
Yes.
See how people find that.
Yeah, I think that's great. Sort of one Popeye arm.
Yeah.
Just eat your spinach.
It's getting big, Joel. I'm not having you on.
I can't wait to see you next time. You have an anchor tattoo. That's what I'm hoping for. Now, I thought, you know what? Because you're now this new man of influence, I thought I'd give you some categories and you could maybe tell me, if possible, what you think the next big thing in that world is gonna be.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm with you, yeah.
Okay.
What's the next big shoe trend?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a perfect example.
Thank you.
Let's give it a small bed. Let's just give it a bit of a vibe. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Bob Mortimer.
Hi.
What's the next big fashion trend?
Fashion trend. Very short cardigans.
Oh.
That just go to the bottom of your ribs.
I think that's fantastic.
It'll be good.
It needs to be made.
Those tummies cool.
Yeah. The next trendy ingredient, please, Bob Mortimer.
Oh, trendy ingredient. It's probably something old-fashioned.
Mm.
I think white eggs might come back. Or maybe they've come back. I do occasionally see them now.
As in the shells?
The shells, yeah. Mm. When I was young, you paid a bit more for brown eggs. I'm going back a long time.
Yeah.
Now every egg's brown.
Yeah, that's true. Seems. Go back to the white ones.
Yeah, go back to the white. Maybe that'll happen.
I think that's grey, Shell.
Mint. I think mint's going to replace coriander. There you go. Take that.
That's the coriander. One. That's the, in your face, coriander. You've had your time. The next big TV show.
Big TV show that's not yet been made.
Mm.
I think maybe put four sort of C sort of grade celebrities.
Mm.
Up a chimney, four separate chimneys, and see which ones emerge, who can last the longest.
Also, Bob, I didn't like the way you looked at me when you said C-grade celebrities.
You did. You looked at me whatsoever.
The next greatest outdoor pursuit, please.
Sitting under horses.
For a bit of shade.
Whatever. Or draw something on their stomachs. I don't know.
Like a cave painting.
Yeah.
What is going to be the next big thing, Bob Mortimer, of meat?
Meat, the next big meat. Mm. The pulled pork came in recent.
It did.
Not so long ago.
Yep. Huge.
Has every meat been pulled now? Pulled pork, pulled beef.
Yeah. Pulled duck.
I wonder if there's a place for an offal to return, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of liver, but it's actually getting hard to get because the demand's so low.
Really?
That's not going to be the next big... What is it, the next big meat?
The next big meat, for pulled liver?
Incredibly thin sausages like Twiglets. Do you know what I mean? So they've got a bit of crunch.
So it's almost all skin.
Deep fried.
Deep fried.
Tiny sausages. Tiny thin sausages. You want one now, don't you?
I am salivating as we speak. The next big thing that is a hot drink.
It'll be one that's pretending to be healthy.
Mm.
A mint and thin sausage smoothie. Maybe.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable.
Savoury drinks, there's not many of them, are there?
Yeah, it's true.
I suppose there's Bovril.
Yeah. At what point does a savoury drink become a soup?
Exactly. Yeah. No, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Is a cup of Bovril a soup?
Mm.
I think it probably is, isn't
but
it?
Still a drink.
Still a drink, yeah.
Still a drink and still hot. A couple more. if you'll allow me. Next big thing that everyone is going to love, that is a cupboard spice, please.
A cupboard spice. My knowledge of spices is a bit limited.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to identify a as yet unidentified spice here today in this building.
It's quite on the spot as
with
well.
With all this electrical equipment around me.
I'm so sorry, Bob.
I've no idea. My wife put something on carrots the other day. Tarragon on carrots works really well. So I think maybe it will work on all the root veg.
I think tarragon is a great shout. I haven't heard tarragon mentioned. It sounds like a character in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I should have picked that instead of Dutch
and
for my sidekick son.
Sidekick carrot. Tarragon and carrot.
Tarragon.
Yeah.
And finally, this is one for you.
This is tricky.
But, and let me say, Bob, I'm putting you on the spot here, and you are delivering in droves.
Okay.
Finally, a cat name, please. The next big cat name that's going to be taking the world by storm.
I think something quite cute and whimsical, like Curly Whispers or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, my two favourite chocolates. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Now, what has happened to chocolate recently? Oh, it's so sad.
I know.
It's so sad. I won't go on about it. It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Listen, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute joy to talk to you. Your new book, it's been out for a bit, but it's now in paperback, is The Long Shoe. It's absolutely fantastic. Give it a buy, give it a read, enjoy yourselves with a lovely thin sausage.
Thank you, Curly Whispers.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Cheerio.